If you knew a thief was planning to break into your home tonight, what would you do? At the very least, you would probably turn on every light inside and outside and sit up to watch for his coming so you could thwart his plans. That's wise prevention. This is what I want to do in this book: help to forewarn and prepare you to protect your family from the enemy. This is a book about spiritual warfare, an issue that affects every reader, Christian and non-Christian. Spiritual battles also involve the family, as the book's subtitle reveals. The fact is that Satan, our great enemy, has a well-focused plan of attack against families, husbands, fathers, wives, mothers, and children. Unless we know what he's up to, we cannot protect ourselves against his schemes. You may be questioning some of these statements. Well, spiritual warfare may have been an issue during the days of John Bunyan and the Pilgrim's Progress, and it's a problem today in primitive cultures, where animism and witchcraft prevail. But it's not a problem that my family or I will face. You are not alone in thinking that way. Many evangelical Christians and most Americans relegate the topic of spiritual warfare to the old days. Back in the Middle and Dark Ages, people weren't as enlightened as they are now, they argue. We know so much more than those people did, so we don't have to ascribe a supernatural explanation to many of the things that happened to us. Modern science and the principles of psychology can account for many of the things our ancestors thought were supernatural. Even more Americans believe that spirits are only active in more primitive countries. Here, animism rules. People believe that God left his spirits to run the world. Though they don't worry about the good spirits, animistic people spend their whole lives in mortal fear of offending wicked spirits. Americans believe they struggle with real or imagined spiritual enemies because of their openness to them. Christians rightly reject the animistic view of the world. But while Christians in the Western world believe in the supernatural, many still believe that everything on earth can be accounted for either by natural or scientific explanations. I've met numbers of Christians who don't really believe that the spirit world is real or relevant or needs to be dealt with. People don't often come out and say that, but they reveal it by the way they react. As Timothy Warner, professor emeritus at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and who served on the board of the International Center for Biblical Counseling, an agency that counsels people suspected of having problems with demonic influences, says, "People may not always live what they profess, but they will always live what they believe." The reality of spiritual warfare. Your profession level of belief probably is a theoretical or theological statement of dogma. It agrees with your religion. But your true belief is revealed by what you do under pressure. Most of us during times of pressure will not consider that a spiritual battle may be underway in our lives. But we are often in a fierce battle with the enemy of our souls. Spiritual warfare is a biblical reality. The question is not whether we wrestle demonic spirits, but who's on top. Do the spirits have us pinned? Members of Christian families, and sometimes entire families, are being wiped out.